in Long Beach. There you go. There's a small people area in Long Beach.
Well, because he's stuck in between midget and regular. That's why.
It's just normal Asian.
He's confused.
Like everything's fucking small.
Really?
Yeah.
Why would the stop sign be small? Yeah. Wouldn't the cars be the same size?
Everything's
small. No, midget though. Everything was small. People used to go there to sneak in there.
They have to look up.
So what do you like? Where midget's living there? Yeah.
He's so amazed right now. It's like his Atlantis. Right,
but let's
it's his
off.
Atlantis.
Let's
like
go.
Midgetville.
The road to El Dorado.
All right, hold on. 7, 1, 2, 5. Are we doing this right?
Well, are we? Fuck no, we ain't.
I guess because I don't know where Midgetville is at and shit. What the fuck?
It's your hometown, bro.
We can build it. I thought it was like an urban.
If you
legend.
Build it, they will come, dude.
What's a midget like? What's the height,
Scott?
No, but where isn't there
like a 3'6"? 4'8" or something like that.
Under 5 foot, definitely.
It sounds like rims, like a 3'6". Like what the fuck? Under 4 foot?
I think it was.
Or under 5.
Well, you got like
four,
Munchkin,
eight.
You got midget.
Wait,
dwarf.
Munchkin.
There's different categories.
That's Wizard of Oz.
It's Wizard of Oz.
Is there Munchkins?
Munchkins?
Those are kids. They're the babies. They're the babies.
They're the babies. It's fucked up.
Mystery of Midgetville.
So where there's one located? In Long Beach and one in Riverside. Then and now. Let's see.
That's crazy.
Yeah, check them out, dude. It's all your homies. Oh, we have Scott in the studio and we have Eric's What's brother. That? Ozzy.
You gonna this is Eric's brother. He has a name.
Well, no, because Eric's always
He's
on the
a
podcast.
Person.
Look at the dolls individually. Wait, where does it say?
Those aren't dolls. Those are people.
No, look at right there. The last. Look at. Appeared in many films such as The Wizard of Oz.
Oh, okay. So they were doing shit.
The doll family. So it was a family, see? The doll family.
Yeah, say.
1922.
Grace, Tiny, Harry, and Daisy. The doll family.
Yeah, they were, stay out and turn around
they were making money off of movies, so they made their own little town. It was dope.
They you tried.
You should aspire to that, Scott.
Mount Soledad. Where's town? Mount Soledad at? So that's in Riverside, California.
Oh, look at the most... What is that word? Peculiar? Of all the theories surrounding Midgetville states that it was or is located on the Hillside Drive in La Jolla near Riverside. Where's La Jolla? Is it La Jolla far?
No, it's around here. It's in Riverside.
By the doll family in 1935. Fuck you guys.
Yeah, no, I remember because my sister she would talk about it. A lot of people used to talk about it. They would go sneak in.
I'm a silent
reader. It was supposed to be like a scary thing you'd do at night.
Because they're creepy.
Well, no, they didn't live there. They didn't live there still. I think they got like ran out or something.
You think
like,
he's still there?
They got
he's
ran out of their own town?
No, they built houses over it. It used to be like the orange groves and yeah.
They didn't run. They just walked real quickly.
Like a little mouse.
They got
shit.
Walked
I heard
out
the
real
Long Beach
quickly.
One's still around though, right? That's probably where they moved to.
Look up the family. See if they're still around.
I'm pretty sure they're dead because they were like 20-something in the 1935.
But they had kids, fool.
What do you think their kids are going to be like? We own Midgetville and shit? What the fuck?
Why not?
They got ran out, apparently.
This is stupid. He's all mad. It's part of my family. I'm a descendant.
Fucking Scott. Pissed off. I'm sorry.
The doll family.
Scott, it was just four dwarf siblings who found success in motion pictures.
So what the fuck?
Celebrity deaths. Yeah, I don't know. I don't really care about these people that much anymore.
Sorry, Scott. We can't find your fucking your people.
How about we speak about that new Razor that's coming out though?
Damn,
by Motorola.
That get
shit's
it.
Fire.
That shit's like $1,400 though.
Is it?
Fuck that shit.
Yeah, I don't
for
like
real?
That.
Yeah.
Is it that cool?
It looks cool.
Yeah, it's pretty dope.
I think it's just innovative.
Nostalgia wise, it's pretty cool.
I don't think it's gonna be
like
$1,500 for a phone.
Why aren't all iPhones like? They're that expensive.
Well, the iPhones are that expensive, right?
Well, I mean,
yeah,
I just
pay
easier
for it,
to
though.
Use, though. That's what it is.
It's like, the same
it
phone.
It looks
it works
sexy,
the same.
But there's another camera.
For what?
It's all touchscreen, though.
The Pro.
The whole thing's touchscreen.
How many cameras do you need?
10.
Three.
Three cameras.
No,
how many
can
it fit?
That phone would be pretty cool just only for like something like this because you can shoot multiple cameras at once. So I can switch like camera one, camera two, camera... But the normal person doesn't need
wait,
that
what
shit.
Are you talking about?
The new iPhone.
So
iPhone Pro.
Oh, you can switch?
Yeah, you can camera switch. Like, I can have it focus on you and then focus on him and then switch back and forth.
Oh.
So that's
yeah,
the only cool
that.
Thing about it. Mm. But the normal person doesn't really need that. But yeah, this is the new Razor.
I feel like it's
gonna that shit looks pretty dope though.
Looks clean, break. Huh?
But you're right. If they can make this, they can make the sidekick.
Maybe that shit.
Yeah.
Fire. Is that a flip phone?
Yeah, it's a flip phone.
But it's got a foldable screen.
So it's all touch.
That's Eric in the background. It.
But Samsung failed once with the foldable screen. The one they came out with.
Can you hear me? Motorola now.
Yeah, I can hear you.
Yeah, we can hear you.
They've been working on this. This is their top of the line thing.
I knew the guy that invented the first one. His name's Ron Garrix. Was an asshole.
How'd you know him?
I thought you met him or you knew him?
Sorry, he was an investor in the last company I worked for.
Sorry, Ron.
No, he was a fucking dick. Sorry, Ron. Yeah.
You're a swell guy.
He's rich as fuck, but you would never know. He's wearing like fucking old ass Asics and fucking, I don't know, he just looked like hurt. Like he just didn't look like a normal fucking rich dude.
Isn't that what people who are
when they get to
actually
that level?
rich, like, what's wealthy, but what's after wealthy?
Baller?
No, where it's like where it's like family money, like
talking
it's old
to the
money.
Mic, Scott, talking to
Bring it closer to you, dude. You're little, remember? Stupid.
Give him a pillow.
Some phone books to sit on?
Damn, you guys are dicks.
So yeah, I'll be wealthy and then, well, somehow. Rich, right?
Well, something like family money where it's just continuous.
Oh,
no matter what you
that's
do.
That's fucking
generational wealth? No, not really, right? I guess that's kind of continuous.
Well,
if
yeah,
you have
it
like
is generational wealth. Because you just pass it on and it'll still make money on its own.
Yeah.
That's it.
I'll just call it Donald Trump money. Because his family's going to be rich for the rest of their lives.
Yeah.
Yeah, they've become one of those families now.
So
fuck that
how do
shit.
We get to that level?
What's up, Ozzy? What's going on? What are you drinking over there?
A Pliny.
Oh,
Pliny
shit.
Elder.
Yeah, no, I didn't. That's you just popped special. That out of nowhere.
You want some?
No.
He's a magician.
No, he's like, fucking asshole. No, I'm drinking whiskey.
Like a man. We were talking about your boy bringing that whiskey for you.
Oh, yeah. Fucking, what is that shit?
Four Roses? Four Roses.
Yeah, shout out to Compton.
It doesn't taste good.
Like, bro, you don't like
I
shit.
I don't. I really don't like shit.
What's
like,
your favorite? Like, what do you drink?
Hennessy VSOP.
Hennessy.
Damn.
Hennessy and Capri Suns.
Yeah. What?
Pick up the mic.
Oh man.
Yeah, there.
I thought you've been outside before.
I haven't.
You keep dropping and just tighten it. Show them how to use it.
I've been trying to see how I use. God damn! Don't put it in my mouth, dude.
Just the tip.
It's supposed to touch your lips.
Just the tip. Just the tip.
No one ever knows.
We'll hold the shaft.
Tighten it right here. Have it up.
Hold it. Hold it. Hold it.
Oh yeah, just like that.
Closer to your mouth. Closer to your mouth.
You've done this.
Breathe on it. Breathe on it. Breathe on it.
Don't throw.
You sick fuck.
He just spit on the mic.
He's like, fuck you guys.
Wipe it real quick, dude.
He's all making funny faces towards us and shit. Don't look at me. Don't look at me.
All right. So what's the next subject? Let's get past this moment.
So how was it?
We can get through this together.
So how was everyone's week? Anything new? Something funny happened?
It's long, brother.
I don't know. The weather has been crazy. That's it for me.
I think if you're 40, you shouldn't sag anymore. There's an age for that, and if you're 40, do not sag.
This will get mad. Tell them the story. Tell everybody the story.
So every other Friday, I have off, so I drop my son off and pick him up from school. And I get there an hour early so that I could get a parking spot because he's on the top of a hill, and that shit's a bitch to get in and out. So I get a parking spot. I go an hour early, like I just said. But I people watch, and this dude, 40, fucking balding on the top of your head, but like,
horseshoe.
Like that cul-de-sac shit.
The horseshoe.
So he's bald up top, and then he has hair all the way around. That made me not like him right away. Just need to shave that shit off. Just give up. Just let it go. If I was going bald, I would just, bro, I'm going bald. I'm shaving
that
shit.
You're a dick, fool.
And then on top of that, he's sagging and picking his ass because he has a wedgie. If you're 40 and your kid's in elementary school, you should not be sagging like that.
Why were you staring at his ass?
Because he was walking, like, I reversed into the parking spot, and he was just walking around.
Was he a white guy, a Mexican guy, or was he?
No, he's like, whatever those Indian shits is.
What?
What?
What do you mean Indian shits? Like, the dot Indian or the feather Indian?
The dot on the forehead? No, or
the cigarette store ones.
What? The cigarette store? That does not help. What?
I'm just kidding. Just leave that shit.
Idiot.
Not the feather.
So continue.
No, that's it.
That's it.
He just hates people.
What about all the moms that come up?
No, they're just
leggings and like
fake ass boots. Yeah, straight leggings and they're that shit's nasty when they're old like that and they have no ass, but like they have the leggings in, but like the ass is like.
Is there any hot moms?
It's weird like this. Like how it's like weird. Make like,
make
no
a shape
ass.
for the podcast. Yeah. Yeah. No, people can see this shit.
Like a one-handed butt. Like what is it?
It's weird. It's just like
I call it soggy waffles.
Shit, soggy yeah, like waffles, that. And then dude. It's in their ass crack, so you see the shape of it, but it's just
I can I imagine. Know,
like
that
a home
now.
Plate. How yeah. a home plate is shaped, like that.
Home plate. I thought that was a round.
No, it's like a fucking pentagon.
It's pretty weird, Martin.
This legging thing's getting out of control, man.
No, if you're not going to work out, you can't wear leggings, bro.
Not everybody can wear leggings.
That shit's pissing me the fuck off. Sure, I look good in leggings.
But there's no hot moms? You guys don't see hot moms when you guys, you know, drop off your kids?
Once in a while. But
I see hot moms when I go to work.
Hot buns.
Hot buns.
I see ugly moms that have ass.
That's usually how it works for some reason. Stupid. Like, just, like, you go to the grocery stores and you're like, oh, Butterface, you know, but the booty is there.
I love you, Melissa.
All right, I guess I'm going down for this. I mean, fucking sure.
You just lost a couple of views.
And luggage outside.
Well, that's another pet peeve where dudes wear the leggings. Like
what?
What kind?
They wear leggings at the gym.
Aren't you wearing
like Miguel Cotto style, like the compression pants?
Oh yeah,
and then they don't have shorts over. I wear compression pants, but I wear my basketball shorts over them.
I've never seen that.
These dudes just
work out. Except for runners, outside. But
no, but at the gym they'll just be wearing.
They look like ballerinas and shit.
Yeah, and they'll wear the like a long ass tank top. Like the
are these the same dudes that have food in their videos?
The fuck you talking about?
All the porn that you were talking about last week.
It's who always gets drunk and just says some stupid ass shit.
I don't watch gay porn, bro. I just
you saw gay porn?
So fucking
I watch what? So I watch Martin, cooking videos.
What I miss.
So Martin's side job, he fucking caters for gay porn sets.
Do you?
No, yeah. I don't. He's a foodie in the booty.
Is that where you got this? Where
merch coming out soon.
That's a good shirt. Yeah.
Foodie for the booty.
Really?
Yep.
I would if it paid right.
He fucking caters for gay porn site sets, dude.
Just catering, bro.
Fucking Muddy Martin.
Everyone needs to eat.
Fucking Muddy
Martin.
Everyone needs to eat.
Everybody eats.
After a couple pumps, he hands him a smoothie.
Juice it up, baby.
He's the fluffer.
I heard that shit's not even real, though, the fluffers.
No, they're real.
How do you know?
Because one of my friends, she was a porn star, and I was like, are fluffers real? And she goes, yeah, like, they'll like that's their actual job. And they get paid pretty well for it.
Like what? Just
they can't get paid more than a porn star.
Like, they touch them.
I heard porn stars don't even get paid that. Like,
I heard it either, especially nowadays.
No, dude, not Mia Kuna, that popular one. I forget her name or how to say
it. Mia Khalifa?
Oh, there's some
Mia Khalifa, there you go. Mia Khalifa.
She only did porn for 3 months, you know that, right?
Yeah, no, she only
got
2 G's out of that.
No, she got
she did a lot of videos.
Well, she's made a lot of money since then, yeah. But when she first did it, she didn't get shit.
No, there's like, they're fucking rich, dude.
There's a porn site where these dudes are going to prison because they're doing the backstage, like the casting type shit.
What?
And they'd have girls come in to model, and then they would tell them, oh, you're going to do porn, but it's only going to be sold in Australia, so don't worry about it. And they'll give them some money, and then...
Backroom casting couch.
No, but it's...
Damn,
actually,
son.
He's like, I watch this shit.
Yeah.
He's on top of this shit.
We're on the casting couch right now.
We're on the casting couch right now.
But they are actually blackmailing the girls. They are actually blackmailing the girls, though.
I'm sure that happens all the time.
Because they were coming in for modeling, but they switch it on them once they get there. Because they put them in, like, nice hotels. They'd feed them and all this shit. And they're like, okay, so now we're going to have you do porn. If they didn't want to do the porn, they'd be like, oh, well, you have to pay us back for the expenses that we gave you. So they end up doing the porn and letting them know that the videos will only be seen in Australia. But then, obviously, it ends up getting on the internet. You know what I mean? You know how many fucking porn stars killed themselves? Like, suicide just because...
There was one.
How many?
A couple of them.
Overdose? Saying some shit about gay gay people.
Oh, here we
and
go.
And then they were bullying her, and then she fucking killed herself.
I feel like you follow these bitches.
I know. You got a lot of background information on this shit, dude.
Like
your
TMZ on point right here.
I'm fucking saying TMZ.
Do you work with Martin? He's over there just handing burritos to these fucking porn stars or what?
It's pretty big news. I mean, sure. You know.
That's how companies are created, bro.
Footy in the booty.
That shit's hilarious. We should do that.
We should actually do that. Fuck it. Why not, right?
Do what?
Money. Booty? Footy in the booty.
How would that business start, Scott?
What is the business, period, though?
Yeah.
Catering to gay porn sites. That's it. So give them gay food, like bananas.
What's a gay food, dude?
Give them bananas. I mean,
what?
That's one food. What else is one food?
Tell me what food.
Hot dogs. Corn dogs.
Corn dogs.
That's the main diet. Like, right?
You're just naming all my. You're naming all
donuts.
My favorites.
Anything that's shaped like a dick, basically.
That's a bar. It's
like on Superbad.
That's Martin's
like on Superbad.
That's Martin's fucking meal prep.
Meal prep. God damn.
Where are you gonna feed women?
Oysters.
I've never had an oyster.
Seafood.
That sounds like diarrhea. Fucking bananas citrus. And oysters. God damn.
It's a smelly set.
It's a healthy set. Seafood and fucking fruits. That's all you need.
Have you ever had an enema before?
For what?
I'm asking. That sounds like you have.
You get
all defensive and shit.
But I'm just asking, like, to clean your asshole out or just fucking just for fun?
What?
I don't know.
Wait, but you don't want to specify which kind.
Wait a minute. Yeah, yeah.
No, I.
Wait a minute. Just for fun.
I've never
or
had
clean
one
out?
Before. No, okay. There's some gay shit happening with the enemas, all right? Like where people put stuff in their ass.
Wait, hold on. So which one have you had?
No, because I would like to get my ass clean.
Your porn history is dark.
Yeah, dude. You know,
dark. Like.
I want to get my ass clean. Like, how much can you get out of me that will make me feel better in the morning when I take a shit? Like, that's, you know?
You'll find out when you open up Foodie for the Booty.
You could have. There you go, bro.
And that's our enema's our logo.
Yeah.
Free enema with a t-shirt. Damn.
Enema with a hot dog in it.
Buffet. All you can eat.
Fuck, he could have just said no and avoided the whole thing.
No, because I want to try to get like my ass cleaned out.
Dude, just go you to know, the doctor, like, dude. Fuck.
I think that's more of your gut biome and shit. I don't think that's coming. Like, so you have to take something to orally. The fuck?
What?
Wait a minute. You were struggling there, dude.
Well, cause I'm trying to get the science in my head.
God damn.
That just sounds like you don't know what you're talking about.
I don't. That's why I'm trying to push it together. Fuck you guys. It's called communication.
What?
It's called.
But anyways, I'm trying to put a whole bunch of smart words I know and put them together. And
crossword or what?
You don't know you got that smart words.
I was impressed that you do enema.
No. Oh, he knows enema. Yeah.
He knows.
So why'd you bring that up?
Yeah, why'd you bring it up? Like, you just.
No, he's just trying to put you on the spot. Yeah. That's what he does.
I like putting people in like weird situations.
He just likes clean buttholes.
Have you ever had your ass eat?
Oh, yeah, I knew it. I fucking knew it, dude.
Who hasn't? Like, really? Like,
have you?
I've never done it before.
I mean, shit, even fucking Tim has.
Yeah. Tim's crazy.
So that's
well, then let me ask you this.
There we go. Here we go. The position.
Baby style or on your back? Or doggy style or baby style?
All of it.
So you did it like on while you're
who
on fours? No, for real, I'm just asking.
Wait, have you tried it?
No, I haven't. I
feel really weird asking.
No, I'm just making this interesting.
But you have.
Yeah, he was just trying to catch you.
Because you guys are talking about like.
No, I was trying to catch you. I was trying to you open up. I was trying to get you open up. Like, yeah, I feel so good. Like,
he wanted a high five.
Like, yeah, he held his arm up. Like, yeah. I was like, I'm just joking. What tell us about your experience now.
It's great.
So you had an enema already then?
Nah, I've never had that, but I want to try that. clean it out, dude. I want to clean it out. I want to get healthy or some shit.
It's fucking,
this fucking guy came with Cheez-Its, cookies.
Huh?
Have you heard of a coffee enema?
That sounds horrible. What is it?
You fucking put coffee up your butt.
What about shot? Put a shot, like a shot of that whiskey.
Alcohol?
Oh, some butt chugging?
Butt chugging.
Some jackass shit.
No, I'm okay with that.
I'm gonna do that.
Like, who's going to do that for you, though? Like, brother, hold this for me.
Brother? Yeah. That's
exactly who's going
to
do it.
Well, no, there's have you seen the colleges that to get into a frat, they butt chug, like they fucking chug a beer off of like someone's
I heard they stopped doing
that's
shit like
that. That's fucking
gross. The hazing?
Nah, I'm pretty sure they still
do that. Well, that's not hazing.
That.
That's like initiation.
Well, that's
hazing.
That type of shit.
Yeah.
That's more like an everyday Wednesday
die,
thing.
Man.
For them.
Yeah.
I think they still do that, but they do it in secret. Like they have to.
What was that movie? Skulls?
Yep,
or something like that. Movie was fucking crazy. Yeah.
So this last week, San Diego's fraternity, all their fraternities got stopped.
No way, that's like a big party school too. Which was state?
I just saw, you know, San Diego University frats.
Oh, probably did you see that?
For what?
Because somebody died.
Oh,
at a party,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, somebody, like, this one dude went to a party, left the party, and then fucking died. And then they were blaming all the frats, so they suspended like 9 or 12 people.
What did they make him do?
I don't know. I didn't really read into it.
Everything?
I just know that he died. And then, so they stopped everybody because it's like, you're going to school, not fucking die, you know?
That's kind of shitty, though, because those things actually kind of help in the long run because it's like a fucking, it started like, I don't know, 100 years ago in some schools, and you have that whole network to fall back
on. Yeah, that fucking, like,
so that's
why
pretty
people
cool.
join it.
Yeah.
But what about Korn? When he joined it, he just said it was for insurance.
For insurance?
Korn. Did you guys...
Yeah, I knew Korn.
Yeah,
Korn.
Whatever.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Yeah,
just throw
that's what he said. Because like he was just famous. Like, oh, because like, if you were to get hit by a car or whatever, like who are going to help you?
Well, he was kind of a loner. I think he just did it to be a part
of it. Yeah, but he got fucked up during his hazing, dude.
Yeah, well, I mean, that was his way of trying to get friends.
And so,
did he graduate?
He graduated.
He's
back in
millionaire and shit.
From where?
He's back in Thailand or some shit. Where is he from?
No, Cambodia.
Cambodia.
He comes from money. But
he came from there.
Like, he's an international student. He's one of
but
those.
But now he owns like a chain of fucking like coffee or tea places, like a shitload of them out there. But yeah, he comes from money. Why the fuck are we talking about this?
Because you're talking about the fraternity and shit.
Fraternities,
like,
man.
So, I was
I think that's going. I think the cool part of it is having that network of like people you can fall off.
Plus, it gets rid of all the weak people. So if they die, then okay.
They die. They die.
Well, then you didn't make it. You didn't make the cut.
I think we gotta do that.
That's
period.
Like life too, right? Like fuck it.
Not really.
Yeah. Well, like the test that you were talking about.
Yeah, we do need a common sense test.
Common sense test. You don't make it, you die.
Yeah, get rid of
that's it.
Pretty damn sure you'd fail, Martin.
Yeah, you fucking failed.
My common sense is crazy.
Well, you fucking failed second grade like 3 times.
It's kindergarten once. And that's my parents'
we're
fault.
We're just talking about you got help back in kindergarten.
Yeah, I know.
He just liked the paste.
No, I was just never in one spot. No, don't fucking bring up my childhood.
Volunteer.
Would you like to have a drink?
No, I'm just drinking. I got here at the time we were supposed to be here. Not fucking
hour later.
I was getting my hair cut.
That's why you guys took forever. And this guy kept rushing me, too. Fucking Eric.
Still didn't fucking show up on time.
You guys went to Lamp Post again?
Nah.
No, not today.
What did we go to? Garage? Garage Brewing.
We went to Garage
Where's
Brewing.
Where's that
today.
At?
Temecula.
Oh, that's
you,
a new
you
one,
came
huh?
All the way from San Diego today?
It's been there. It's been there. It's a pretty good, nice spot. I mean, you get to eat pizza. And
are you going
beer,
back all the way to San Diego tonight, too?
Yeah.
God damn. Wild.
Oh, you have to work tonight?
No. Just work Monday to Friday.
Oh, I thought you said you had to go back to San Diego.
Oh, no. But I gotta go back home.
Yeah, it's going towards that direction.
He's called to San Diego, but
yeah, this is the farthest one.
What? Which one?
Home
where
is
where
San
he located?
He's calling. He's calling Temecula.
Temecula.
You live in Temecula?
Yeah.
They've been saying that you've been living in San Diego the whole time.
No, that's where I work.
We just don't want you to come over.
Right? No, he lives out.
Yeah, as far as fuck, dude.
I live around
you guys
that
have
area.
Enemas here?
He's like, we don't like visiting them. You don't have enemas.
Clean buttholes, though.
is there like a frat type thing in the military?
Yeah, there is. Well, organizations, but what do you think? Like, frats are important to college?
Hell no.
Well, just because of that networking.
The networking. I think it'd be good and bad. You know what I'm saying? People think like, oh, I could just lean back on these, you know, my brothers, you know.
Yeah.
Push me through college.
It's like a gang.
But, yeah, I think like if you're well connected and your dad was in the fraternity, I think that's a good place for you to be. But like if you're just some like random nobody, that's just like, I got to do it just to do it kind of thing. I don't think it's worth it.
And they
it.
Probably get yeah. fucked with more too. Yeah. Because they're not part of the legacy. Yeah. Whatever they call it. So I'm pretty sure they go through more shit.
They're the ones
it's
that
basically
die
a gang, but just out of school. Yeah. Eric, were you in the gang when you were in college?
Well, a lot of the presidents, a lot of the presidents were part of them. Like Skull and Bones. I think George Bush, his dad, were part of those. At Harvard, like.
See, those are like the rich people, wealthy. Fucking.
Yeah, I think at that point they're called societies.
Yeah, like. After yeah, that's called like society. Yeah. After no, that, it's called the party. Illuminati.
Fucking Illuminati. Freemasons and
fucking
shit.
Freemasons, goddamn. Fucking, what's the other one? The Fraternity of Owls or whatever.
What was that shit on Netflix? The Church or whatever?
Oh, it's a Christian. Church. It's a Christian. Oh, that's not a frat. That's like a Christian.
That's a boring ass show, but it's interesting as fuck.
Yeah, I tried to watch it. It was boring. So I was just like, fuck this. I don't care.
What's the owl thing you're just saying? OVO?
Drake?
Oh, did
he just
you hear
got booed off
yeah,
stage,
that's what I'm saying.
Dude.
For doing
imagine
what?
Being the number one fucking artist in the fucking world and then getting booed off stage.
Called hateration.
Like, no, that just shows you like there's different crowds.
Yeah.
You know, different
where was
lanes.
He?
Who's that? Tyler Camp Flogna? Camp Flogna? Yeah, Tyler Creator's
show.
Festival.
Oh, well, yeah.
I think that's
kind of
tight, though.
Anti-everything, though. Yeah. Tyler's crowd is anti-everything.
Like, the crowd was just like, man, fuck this shit. We don't want to see this.
They wanted Frank Ocean, that's why.
And he never showed up either.
He didn't show up, but then Tyler got mad because he was just like, what the fuck, guys? Like, he was my special guest, and you guys booed him off stage. And it's still just like, you don't bring that type of person to your type of festival, you know?
I know.
Like, fuck. Like, what are you expecting from the audience?
That's like, more like a Star Wars crowd, huh?
No, you son of a bitch.
You're into Star Wars that much?
It's more
I
of
like,
a Beavis
like,
and Butthead crowd.
I like Star Wars, dude. Like, I'm not deep into it.
You start watching that Disney Plus Star Wars show?
The Mandalorian?
Yeah.
I have not, but I want to. I'm going to tonight.
You can't afford it.
I watched that shit. It's fucking good.
I want to start watching it. I just saw that Gina Carano, the old, you know, MMA fighter. I don't know if you guys know who that is.
Yeah, Gina Carano, yeah.
Yeah, she's in it.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, so... Damn.
What is she? Is she doing like some crazy stunts? Is she doing some stunts?
Of course, you're gonna have her in a show. Of course, you're gonna have her doing flips and all that.
Yeah, she's gonna be like Ronda Rousey in fucking Fast and Furious.
Yeah. They can never just have a regular role.
Regular,
they have
yeah.
to do something
she's
extreme.
She's all breaking some people's arms. Like
that to be a grunt in the movie.
But she's a hottie. You know, you're definitely gonna watch her.
Did you guys see I haven't watched it, but I heard the production is fucking dope as fuck in that show.
Oh yeah, the Disney doesn't miss. I don't know. They put so much money into this shit. And then did you see what Netflix fucking announced right after?
Oh, with Nickelodeon?
Yeah, partnership with Nickelodeon. So they're going to bring that nostalgia back.
Hell yeah. Fucking.
What did Nickelodeon
so Wars, have? The Nostalgia Wars. Rocket
Power.
Rocket
Power, yeah.
That's Cat Dog.
This whole app thing is getting stupid.
Oh, fuck. Yeah, it's too much. I mean,
it's
huh?
too like, much. Like, now you're paying, instead of paying $5 per show that we used to hate, right? Like, you get DirecTV or whatever.
Yeah. That's
like,
a new cable.
Yeah, you get HBO and an extra $5. You'd be like, really? All right, I'll do it. And then you get so mad, you're like, I'm done with DirecTV. I'm going to go with this whatever other provider.
Yep.
We're doing the same thing now, but paying more.
That's all it is.
Yeah.
Isn't it cheaper, though, to have all, like, certain apps than having all DirecTV?
At the moment, it is.
You're paying a little bit more, like, slightly, like, a couple dollars more. Yeah.
On
but,
what?
DirecTV? But you're not getting ads, is what it is. And that's what it was. Like,
well,
on cable, fucking everything else, you get fucking ads.
You're fucking
because
poor.
That's what pays for everything.
But think about it. Like, okay, here you go. Netflix, you're paying for that. Then you got to pay for Hulu.
Uh-huh.
Amazon Prime.
Well, Amazon Prime. No, Amazon Prime's like three different services. Though.
Okay.
That's
then,
a good one.
Okay, then now Disney Plus.
But Disney Plus, if you get the package for, I think, $6.99, it's Hulu, ESPN Plus.
The package is $12.99.
Yeah.
It's Hulu.
Disney Plus.
And ESPN.
And ESPN. That's fucking dope.
Is it ESPN Plus?
Yeah.
Okay.
So I have a question.
You're playing for five now. So, okay, now add that up. It's the same. You're paying.
And plus, now there's the Apple one, too.
Oh, yeah, the Apple.
And then I'm sure they're coming out with the Android one. And then DC has one out, too.
Oh, check it out. Oh, yeah. The Amazon
so there's
Fire
so much
stick.
Shit out there.
But look, but the thing about those versus, like, cable, like, you're getting original content, and you're getting, like, the best content you can get.
That's true.
Yeah. But at what quality? I mean, how much
it's
can,
pretty,
like,
it's
what
really
cable company
quality.
Or internet company can push that?
What?
Like, okay, so what internet company do you got that could push all these?
Spectrum.
We have Spectrum.
Yeah. Spectrum sucks, man.
Yeah, but we're grandfathered in, so we have, like, really fast internet.
Frontier.
Because I'm paying for fast internet, and I'm, like, five, I don't know, you put your laptop on, your PlayStation on, the cable on, it's like, it just...
So here comes the spin, 5G. That's the next thing that everyone's fucking.
I'm still waiting for about. 4G to be 100%.
Like, what the fuck is LTE?
What do you mean?
Like, you got 4G? It's like one bar. You're like, yeah, I got 4G. Yeah, like, I tried. Oh my God,
I integrated the LTE network for T-Mobile, so I mean, shit, it's good. It's fucking solid now. That's why we're moving on to 5G
in the city.
No, 5G's gonna kill across, all those. Across. It's gonna be like ridiculously across. Fast.
That's why they're trying to hire me now.
They're trying to get. They're trying to
apply for it.
But you can't even improve 4G. No, they're
trying to hire me.
Let's get this 100% going. But
it's not the same thing. They're like, it's like a huge catapult. It's just they're just naming it that. So, but that's Miami. Why people are like trying to like they're against it because they feel like it's bad for our health because of all that
the radiation.
They think it's gonna give you fucking like brain cancer and shit.
Yeah, because it's gonna be like ridiculous.
It's gonna give you environment. Yeah,
like what happened when we first got cell phones? Like, there was that whole rage about like getting cancer in your brain and shit.
It's killing
and
the
no
bees.
One ever fucking got cancer in their brains.
There's always gonna be that fear when something new comes out.
This guy was
is it really killing the bees?
Yeah,
it's all gonna make us Scott size.
It's just gonna keep advancing.
It's only gonna get better. That's what I'm saying.
Fucking Skynet, man.
Skynet.
Yeah, that's exactly RoboCop. What it is.
RoboCop. Dude, right? RoboCop was the shit, dude. It was. Remember when I used to beat you in that video game?
You never.
Yeah, you remember,
that.
Dude. I used to beat you in that video game, dude. I used to beat you in Terminator. I don't know how we competed in that, but I beat you.
Is that even a game?
What
a
game? Yeah, Terminator game.
Yeah, dude.
The first level was you just like, it was like little, like circles shooting at fucking robots. And then the second level is you trying to run through an office and shit.
Yeah.
And you will always fucking die in that second level because you don't know where you're going.
Sega Genesis, dude.
I remember the Beavis and Butthead game. That show was cool.
It was just like jumping and kicking the whole time, wasn't it?
Yeah. Like throwing TVs and stuff.
Yeah. I remember being in a hospital and then there was a fucking dude on a gurney just fucking trying to get you and shit.
Yeah. Oh, so then you could kick gurneys too and it was just like at the nurses and shit. So,
I'm surprised they haven't try to come back out with that shit.
I think
shit.
They have, but...
Like a movie or something like that.
Well, what?
Beavis and Butthead Do America.
No, that's the longest time ago.
Yeah, like the show started at MTV and then MTV just blew it when they... stopped being MTV.
I think
it
would have
been
now.
Good if like what if they released Beavis and Butthead now during like Adult Swim where like people
they tried to like a couple years ago.
Really?
Adult Swim?
It was on MTV.
But he's saying release it on
like
a better network.
Like what if like Netflix they released Beavis and Butthead on right now Adult Swim because you know how like there's Rick and Morty and like Pickles the dog and shit like that.
I don't think
people
have the patience for that. Like kids now, like whoever's growing up.
What? No, because Adult Swim. Have you seen Adult Swim?
It's more for like
adults.
Us.
Like yeah, people fucking. Like,
it's like Adult Swim.
Sure. Like when Adult Swim first came out, it was like weird shit like all the time. Like the fucking what's that one recording where the kid recorded all the time?
Oh no, dude.
Was
that Martin?
Yeah, it was Martin with a camcorder.
The one with the dog was fucking weird. Where he just lived in that little creepy house.
Oh, Courage.
Courage? Oh, yeah. Courage the Cowardly Dog. Yeah, that was an Adult Swim. That was a regular Cartoon Network.
Oh, okay. That was weird.
Oh, is that the black and white?
Oh, dog? Black Jesus.
That
shit was fucking funny.
That was only
dude.
Two seasons, though, right?
That shit was funny as fuck, though.
It was good for a minute.
Was that only a night? I never
remember. Yeah, it was at night. It was like it started at 11.
Yeah, Cartoon Network turned into Adult Swim at night, like right after like
it still
10,
does,
right?
No?
11.
10 or 11?
Yeah, 10 or 11.
No, I used to always go BET at night or whatever.
He's trying to see the uncensored fucking rap videos.
Ludacris videos and shit.
Yeah. Uncensored.
Like, it was the uncensored like rap videos.
Dude, remember when we used to wait for those rap videos to used to come out? Like they used to be the shit. Now I don't know if I've seen any.
Now we just see them on YouTube. Yeah.
Well, actually, YouTube I did. I seen like one yesterday. Part. The baby's.
Baby. Yeah, dude, he's a good rapper.
That was a good ass video. A fucking good ass rapper. Everywhere, dude.
Yeah,
bunch of ass everywhere. I like that.
Well,
shit.
The new Russ video, is straight ass.
Who?
Russ.
This is just some other dude.
I don't even know what that is.
Cricket.
R-U-S-S.
Can you play that right now?
No. Play later.
Oh, okay. Can you pull the video up without
do you remember
music?
Like the old
trying
school
to keep you guys
music?
Cultured.
like fucking like Pretty Fly for a White Guy, like that old school music.
That's Pretty Fly school. For a White Guy. Like, what
yeah,
about that?
No, I'm saying like
you like that shit.
No, I'm saying like jam? No, I'm just saying like you know how like old music like that like was popular. 2000s. Yeah, like even though it sucked, it was kind of weird that it was popular.
I still
yeah. Like
that
who
shit.
Let the dogs out? Like if you play that now, that's that just like what the like,
thong song,
like
a baby.
I love that
the
song.
The thong song, like shit like that. It was just like, what the fuck? Like, who's thong actually playing this shit, yeah?
Well, you have to think about it. There was nothing else. There was nothing better at the time.
There was Rough Riders there's and all that.
Yeah, but there has to be more. The Rough Riders can't just be the. That's it.
Yeah,
know?
But
there
I'm
isn't
just
enough
saying,
content.
Like the song La 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 now.
Just mute it and play the video.
Is this the guy?
The baby.
He's fucking good.
So where's the ass is at?
She's gonna do a handstand and just clap her ass. He's standing right. He can see her coochie, huh? I bet you.
Yeah.
Where's her ass at?
Right there.
Oh.
You have to rewind it a little bit more. Right there.
Oh, nice. Shit.
Oh, no.
She's doing a handstand.
Damn. Oh,
damn.
No.
She'll break your dick.
That's concrete
she's
gonna
break
right
your dick with doing that shit.
Damn, she does yoga.
She don't do yoga.
Bop on Broadway,
the stuff.
Baby. She does thought stuff.
That's how she's flexible.
Fuck. But remember TRL?
TRL.
Dude, I remember watching that shit.
There it is.
There
you go.
Right there.
I'm all about that.
That's just sloppy. Sloppy, like.
Jabberwockies.
Oh,
were Jabberwockies in the video?
We threw a club event and one of the Jabberwockies was there.
Yeah.
I had to buy him a bottle before he could show up, fucking asshole.
One of them, he's like the one in the back.
No, he was one of the main guys. He was dope as fuck. Oh, you were there, fool. What the fuck?
I don't know.
You try to compete with your same ass move from high school and shit.
Barnes had the same dance move since 2008.
No, but it's not the same dance. It's the same routine.
So
same dance.
The same fucking
dance
hand gesture, dude. You do the little, like you're wiping your face type of thing.
I go with what works,
off your
bro.
Face and shit.
I go with what works.
For who?
For everybody involved.
Stupid. Idiot.
So I remember I battled some chick. Destroyed her.
He's talking about his
now we have two
his
kids.
Girl.
That's how we met.
I was a dick. There was
no, we were broken up at that point.
I was broken up at the point. And just to throw a little jab, I edited a video for the club, and I showed her just a small clip of her eating shit because she ate shit while they were battling, and that was in the promo that we put all over the internet. So
that was the shuffling.
Damn.
That's were you guys like in a dance crew or like?
No,
it was just back then.
Yeah, just dance.
People used to shuffle, like you know that shuffling shit.
Oh,
did
okay.
You actually like shuffle or did you like stomp? Like
he's a dancer. If you know, you get that shit from like. 30
there's
ago.
Some people that are like
no,
I can shuffle,
I
but they like they stomp like.
Andy, that's
that
Andy. Andy used to shuffle and stomp.
Oh, like, that's not the hard style.
Yeah.
No, that's not hard style.
No, he's just
like,
stomp.
No, stomping is just like something that people try to shuffle. Like, no, like,
I believe
try
the
to
Asian.
Shuffle,
I believe the Asian.
They would try to shuffle, but they would, for some reason, stomp. Because they're just like, boom, boom, boom. Like, it doesn't matter what's, like,
yeah,
what
Andy
music,
would do that.
Like,
Andy would do that because his nose was too big, so it was a lot of weight.
Yeah. But it was just like, dude.
Yes,
like,
that's your cousin.
No need to stomp, dog.
I like the more music. I think it's EDM, all right? Or EDM?
Which one?
Where it's more like Transformer type shit.
Transformer,
like
the
sound.
Dubstep?
Well, EDM.
Dubstep, there it is.
EDM
like
is
dubstep?
Just an
yeah, like
umbrella
dubstep.
For anything that's dance. Like,
yeah. So
well,
you
dubstep is what
you
I like.
Hard style, you got trance, house.
Oh, Ozzy. I work with a DJ that used to DJ at Club Metro. That's fucking funny.
You know what? I've kind of been there once. I really didn't go fully in there growing
I
up.
But your sister did, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
there's like a lot of people. That was like the
yeah.
thing to do. Go to
where's
Club
Metro,
get shot down on Mission Boulevard back in the day.
In Rubidoux.
In Rubidoux.
It was in Rubidoux.
The big rumor was people used to get stabbed there with AIDS and shit.
But there was a time when
that
it
was everywhere back
there was
then
a time
though.
When it was really popular
so
and like celebrities will go.
People from all around San Diego, yeah. all around. Just,
it was
that's
that
what,
big?
That's,
yeah.
That's what Riverside was known for. Just
yeah, Club Metro.
Cowtown. Just come down to Club Metro and cruise the boulevard.
Yep.
Go to Club Metro. Because Club Metro used to have, back in the day, like, four or five different rooms and they all cater to everybody. Country,
yeah.
hip hop.
I'm trying to figure
rap.
Out in my head where
that's like, a mission.
It's on Rubidoux
on the 60?
Oh, remember where we used to get Nas from?
60. Oh yeah, okay. Right
right,
that
there, right
there.
The end of Swap Meet? That was Club Metro.
Oh,
yeah,
oh shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Wait, what was that? What was the other one?
Oh, okay,
by the
I see
plaza.
What you're saying then.
There's a store there.
Oh no, that's Sevilla's.
Behind?
No, he's talking about where the movie theaters is.
No, not the movie theater.
By Denny's?
by, okay, there's the plaza. You know how, like, in the back? And then there was, like, the Staples. Dude, and then behind the Staples.
Oh, you're about the gay club, dude.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Isn't that Club? I thought that was Club Metro.
What's with you and gay shit?
You guys were talking about Club Metro now. What the fuck?
No, that's what it was called. Yeah. It was just
I didn't do too many clubs growing up.
What was that?
My era was, like, flyer parties, ditching parties, barbecues. It was like that, you know.
What's a flyer party?
So PCP?
Yeah.
Well, we used to do
flyer party.
He didn't say flyer. He said flyer.
Oh, so like you got to call a special hotline number and they're like, this is the address.
That was early on.
Our fucking parties. Dude. We used to do that. Yeah.
The rave era.
So early on, yeah, you used to call, you know, a pager and it'd be a voicemail. Yep. And he's
like, hey, bro. Yeah,
today, the party's at blah, blah, blah. I'd tell you the address and then that would, it'd be on for a short window. Or before that, you used to go to like, it'll tell you directions to a gas station and they used to pay the clerk to tell you where the party was.
That sounds pretty dope.
What the fuck?
So you had to like, you had to call this hotline number or on the flyer.
And could the clerk be like, nah.
Yeah, the clerk would screen everybody, right?
Oh, shit.
If you thought you was, you know, a cop or whatever. So the clerk would tell you where the party's at, and then he'd tell you, give directions to it, and then that's how everything was underground.
That's pretty dope.
Let's do that again.
So what type of music, though?
So back then, it was, you know, introduction to deep house started. You know, deep house, trance.
I love it.
You know, started stuff like that. A lot of remix, a lot of DJs. It was one on one actually playing DJ.
Oh, that wasn't like rap shit.
That shit sounds.
It was more dance
stuff.
Yeah,
dude, fuck yeah, like that sounds dope.
Hey, that was back when you were a rebel, right?
Yeah, something like that. I was trying to find my ways of who I was. You know? But I grew up with a lot of old heads, so that's what we did. You know, and in flyer parties, it was actually Party Cruise came up, you know? Party Cruise, right?
We did that too.
So Party Cruise came in the scene, and all of a sudden they would host the flyer party and host the location, and that's what it was.
And then play Tupac all night? Yeah.
Nah, I wasn't Tupac. It was, you know, you get a good DJ in there, it'd be good times.
I don't remember there being DJs.
We had DJs in the crew.
What are you talking about?
I feel like I never seen like a little... I seen where the section, but
you were dancing. Like, how the fuck did you not know there's a DJ?
I know, but I feel like what he's saying, like the DJ was the main thing.
Because it's different. Because back then they had talent. Like they were fucking doing DJs. DJing. Now, I mean, not that they don't have talent, but it's all done on a computer.
It was more push play.
Now it's like you actually have to have like fucking
like
rhythm.
You had to build your list. Back then you actually had to scratch, get it.
You had to
like,
know all the music. Yeah. You had to bring either records or CDs at the time.
Yeah, you had to memorize like crazy. And like that's a crazy fucking.
You know, just build your music as you go.
Yeah, so this dude still rocks a mullet. Like he's still living that. He has a curly mullet. He told me he used to be a DJ at Club Metro, and I'm like, all right, cool.
But that was the days, man. It was just like. You know, I tell people, you used to, like, go to a gas station to find out where this party was? Yeah, that's what we did. We didn't have cell phones. We had pagers. You'd call from home, you know?
But also, like, around that time, it was, like, that Trollo era was really big.
So that's what killed the scene. So
I want to hear these type of stories.
So the party crews, right? The party crews were, like, rebels or whoever. You know, they were all about partying, throwing these barbecues, you know, they wanted a good time.
Yeah.
And then, a lot of the, obviously in this Southern California, had a bunch of cholos. So the cholos started getting into the scene, and getting involved with these party crews, and it ruined it because it ruined this whole good atmosphere, good vibe. All of a sudden, it was fights. There was one party crew was called the Dogs, the other one was called the Cats. What do you think is gonna happen?
Yeah,
you
know, they're just gonna fucking go at it.
Yeah, and these guys went out of control. They used to have like little paw prints for tattoos.
My brother-in-law has a fucking
paw print.
Yeah,
he's from Fresno,
because he's part of a gang in L.A. It's called Dog Patch.
That's different, though.
So he has like actual dog patch and shit. Yeah. And it's like you're a fucking.
So
idiot.
there was a lot of influence from the cholos. You know,
like I'm sorry. Like,
I know that was really big then. Especially they even had the movies back then, like 187, like all those movies that are promoting that.
Blood and Blood Out, American Me.
I mean, the culture is cool, like the Chicano culture.
Yeah,
like,
I'm all about the Chicano culture, but you're gonna cause trouble for nobody, like just trying to do their own thing. Like that's fucked up. Like,
yeah,
everybody's trying to survive.
Back then, everybody's trying to survive. Yeah.
I want you to explain, that sucks how it gets ruined like that. I want you to explain what the rebel look was.
The rebel look. Oh,
what's the rebel look? Did you have the rebel look?
So, yeah, I mean,
tucked in white shirt?
No, you never tucked in your shirt.
Cortez's?
So we didn't do that back then. No.
That was before.
So you had boots. Time. You had boots, and you had, you know, Levi's, and you kind of like a biker look,
like a, like a rockabilly look,
like a greaser kind of look.
A greaser. Just,
oh, like yeah, a, yeah, yeah, like a rockabilly greaser.
And,
yeah.
In the transition, people who were rebels transitioned to a greaser look. You know.
Yeah.
Oh, like a punker kind of.
No.
Like okay. Never mind.
What kind of boots? Like combat boots.
Harley Davidson boots. Either the squared boots. It was more of a biker look.
Yeah, yeah, so the boots, like, jeans, and then what, like a just a tee?
Like a Billy Idol.
Billy Idol?
No, Billy, what's that damn movie star? Anyways, it was just greaser look. Yeah, more of a greaser look. So
that's cool.
But then with the bangs.
So the bangs.
Fernando Vargas bangs?
Yeah, yeah, Fernando Vargas
bangs. Damn, I was a rebel then because I had that haircut.
Yeah, I remember I tried growing it out, but I was impatient. Because it's fucking that little patch just right here. And I was like, nah.
I can't believe I did that shit.
You slick back look, right?
I just did it because I seen him.
Oh, the boxer. Hey, you remember Three Flowers, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, everybody remembers Three
Flowers. Three Flowers.
Who's that? Shit stinks.
You never see, like, a lot of, like, that's when you really knew you used to comb your hair back since you were a kid. Oh, you have the hair name, Three Flowers. Yeah, that's like all
that's
the
how you know
cholos.
You're a G if you know about Three Flowers.
I have Bella.
We were kids and we had fucking Three Flowers for days.
I had a Bella gel, the giant tub.
The giant tub.
Yeah, the big ass blue one.
For like $3?
Yeah.
That should have lasted like 3 months.
Check it
so
out.
So another question for you, Ozzy.
What's up, man?
What's it like to grow up with this fucking guy, with fucking Eric? With this guy being a fucking weirdo.
Obviously, you heard the stories, right? I mean, look at him. He's like 6'4", 260, just a beast, right? So as a kid, he was always the bigger kid. Like, he's 4 years younger than
me. He looks like he's crying right now. He doesn't want to hear this.
I love the guy.
Why are you bringing up bullshit? You
know, I was always a short, stocky guy, right? Yeah. Always trying hard, play sports and this and that.
He used to beat me up all the time.
And him, natural looks, natural size, everything, just didn't want nothing to do with sports. So I was always jealous. Like, the dude had obviously.
Yeah, he ass dude. Yeah. You're not using your fucking potential.
I know, right? But
fucking asshole.
It takes a lot of energy to move this fucking fat around, dude. A lot of energy.
As she said.
Like, your fucking tiny ass can fucking move around real quick.
Yeah, I get tired quickly because I move fast.
Yeah. I get tired but quick just fucking
like a little
existing.
Mouse.
Well, yeah, cause it takes more steps for you. 300
pounds, and I get fucking tired just existing.
You take one step, I got to take four, man. I got short legs.
So, yeah, so those who could relate, you know, to, you know, Hispanic culture, you know, obviously I was the first male, you know.
Oh, yes, you had a
middle child, so I guess expectations were there and stuff like that. And I got my ass handed to me a lot by pops. And I was always jealous of him because he was the mama's boy. You know, he didn't have to deal with all that. But that's the way it was living up. So I always gave him a hard time. And we saw, you know, he's always, I don't know, we used to mess with him. He's a mama.
Did you ever try to convince him to join?
No, I didn't.
No?
I didn't.
Your story is crazy how you went to one place, you're like, fuck them, they didn't fucking pay no mind, and then you went to a different place.
Yeah, so the reason why I joined, right, so I was doing my thing. I was working. I think I was getting paid decent money. I was living with my pops. It was the summertime, and I was doing my thing, just working, partying hard, and that was it.
Yeah.
Well, I guess, you know, dad didn't like the way my lifestyle was going. He thought, you know, I could do a lot more, so here I am. It's like 11 o'clock on a Saturday. I'm nursing a hangover from the night before. And he wakes me up, and he's like, hey, you got to go. And I was like, what do you mean I got to go? He's like, yeah, this ain't working out. And I'm like, what are you talking about right now? Like, what's not working out?
Like, a party? Like, a party?
He's like, it's working out fine. Like, you know, I'm eating well. I'm working, you know. And he's like, nah, he's got to go. And he gave me a deadline. He's like, nah, I want you out of here by this time. And I don't think he remembers it the same because the day came. Right, the day before I had to get shipped out and, you know, join the military, he, you know, I came to him and my mom, and I was like, hey, I need a ride down to San Diego so I can fly out. And he's like, what are you talking about? I'm like, you kicking me out? You told me this is the deadline.
That's typical fucking Hispanic dad, like, Mexican dad.
Yeah, he was just like, no, I didn't. He was like, I was like, no, seriously, you told me, you woke me up. You told me you got to be out by this time frame, and I'm doing it.
And you having that much cheese blended, you're like, all right, fuck it, I'm going to fucking do it. I'm going to fucking do it.
Yeah, so during the time, I was taking one of my friends to get tutored by the recruiter, right? Because he was having a hard time passing his test to join and stuff like that. And,
yeah.
And the recruiter always tell me, he's like, why don't you just join with your buddy, the buddy program, this and that. I'm like, nah, if I'm going to join, I'm going to join the Marines, like my cousin, because I was always looking up to him.
Yeah.
And so when my pops was kicking me out, I went straight to the Marines. I drove up there, right? It was during the afternoon. I drove up and got out of the car, and I was about to walk in the door, and there was two Marines smoking outside. And they're like, can we help you? And I was like, yeah, I want to join. I was like, I want to be a Marine. And they're like, we're on a break. Can you come back?
That was the only reason.
Yeah, that was the reason right there.
You're like, man, fuck you.
Yeah, I was pissed. I was like, yeah. Dude, I'm here. I am taking the time.
You have to think about it. Like, yeah, it's like you're laughing about it, but it's like he's about to change his life.
I'm
not only his commitment. Life, he's giving his life away.
Yeah, I'm making his commitment, right?
So take that back, motherfuckers.
He said, fuck this.
So I was heartbroken. I got back in my car. I was pissed. I had all these emotions going through me, like, because I wanted to be a Marine so bad, right? I was looking up to my cousin who was a Marine, and I wanted to follow in his footsteps. And that night I go to pick up my friend who was getting tutored, and I was down and out, and the recruiter's like, what's going on with you? He's like, what's up? And I was like, I told him the story about these Marines. He's like, see, I've been telling you, why don't you just join the Navy? And I was like,
you just saw it as an opportunity.
I was like, I got him. Got him, right?
Yeah.
He was a good dude though. He was a good dude. He always had a good intention for me, and I was like, let's do it then. Let's go. And that's all she wrote, you know, 20 years later. That's it.
You're still in the Navy right now?
Yeah, man. I'm about to retire.
You're about to retire?
Man, that's crazy.
Yeah. Chief, about to retire,
how old
dude.
Are you?
Chief in the Navy.
38.
38, and when are you retiring?
Yeah, I could retire. I could have retired this January, but I'm not retiring until next 2 years from now.
Damn. So. Retiring at 41? Like, dude, what are you going to do after that, though?
Yeah, what do you feel like?
Start a business or something?
Start a podcast, maybe?
You could.
Take over the world.
No, there's a few guys. Yeah. Have you heard of...
We could move this over to your place.
Move it over to my place,
have you
right.
Have you heard of Black Rifle Coffee?
Yeah.
Those are all veteran dudes.
So there's a lot of companies out there that they're veterans, and they still have good products out there. There's a cigar company... You know, cigars companies, coffee companies. There's just a lot of product out there.
And like some of those dudes, like one's in the Mayans right now. Like he's acting and shit. Like it is.
Yeah, he's a dope ass actor too.
Where was your favorite place that you were able to see or go?
You know what? Every place is special. You know, there's third world countries, and I always gravitate towards food first out. You know, wherever I go, I gravitate to their food because I think that's how you understand a culture.
Yep.
Right, you know, and I go and you get to talk, you know, when you eat food, you talk to people who made it, you kind of understand the culture a little bit more. So
well, where's your favorite?
My favorite? You know what? I don't know. I really don't have one. I've been to Australia a shitload of times.
What's your favorite food then?
My favorite
Martin,
food,
what's
Mexican
your favorite food.
Mexican food.
Mexican food.
Yeah,
what's your favorite from Australia?
So he actually been to Australia. I'm like, you're Australian.
I never played. Like, I heard you're Australian.
Fuck you guys. I'm not.
Didn't you try
his mom
snake wine?
His mom is.
Didn't you try that snake wine?
Oh, habu sake. So in Japan, right, they have this, you know, sake that they put a venom.
He looked at you when he said sake.
Like a cobra, right?
Yeah,
they put, Asian, yeah. No, we have that too. But
I know, dude. That's what I'm joking.
We just call it medicine. They just call it medicine the whole time. Like, whenever you stuff something inside of vodka and you let it ferment for a minute.
Yeah, it's like tequila.
Like,
they do the same
and they're
thing.
Just like,
yeah.
It's medicine. It's just like, it's not like medicine.
Drink a little bit, rub it on your joints.
And then every time they're just like, okay, so you drink it, it's going to make you get a boner. It's just like, does it really? Because.
With come the snake on. Oil stuff?
I mean, if you're drunk, I mean, you're going to get a butter. So they're not wrong.
Like, they always try to sell it.
They didn't lie to
like,
you.
They're like, this is medicine. It'll make you feel better. It'll make your joints better. And then on top of that, it'll give you a boner. And it's just like, all right, cool. Like, every time.
That's just being drunk.
Yeah.
If you get drunk enough, you're not going to feel your joints anymore.
Yeah, exactly. So I'm just like.
And you're going to be horny as
stupid.
Fuck.
Like, it's just because the alcohol burns on your skin, so it feels like kind of like icy hot. That's what it is.
So what are the nicknames for like the places where you find girls? It's like barbershop told me.
They're barbershops, and glass houses. You know.
My buddy tells me the Juicies.
Juicies.
Yeah.
Noel.
Yeah, Noel. The Juicies. Man. Yeah. he's in Germany right now, and he's like, fucking Tinder's not working out. These bitches are too tall.
That's fucking funny.
he's like, so I'm just trying to find these Juicies.
I've never heard of that before.
No, because he was in Korea, right?
No,
before that, he was.
Yeah, he was in Korea.
Yeah. So they would call him Juicies.
That's funny. Do you have any funny stories in a different country? Like when you and your boys went out to go drink or anything?
You know, on the spot, because you're putting them on the spot. No, I can't think of some. But
yeah, it's always tough.
You put me on the spot, but.
You got some violent stories, but
what was your violent stories?
No, there's always fights. I mean, I'm a fighter. I've you know, whatever it is. But
yeah, dude, we grew up with you. We know.
Yeah. But I don't know what it is, but no, you know, everything's good. You know, going overseas, trying food. Like I said, I'm a big foodie now. Like my last tours, I would just, wherever we'd pull into, I'd find out some good food. Kangaroo in Australia, it's like crazy. It's like, you want some kangaroo? Like,
that's fucking tight, dude. Like,
it's trippy that.
How was it?
Kangaroo. It's good. It's sweet. Well, what I had was sweet. You know, I tried it
because they're athletic.
12 years ago. It is tough meat. It is tough because, you know, you seen that video, the kangaroo standing
up. Yeah, all buff and shit. Yeah,
you could be a kangaroo for Halloween if you want to.
Right.
he's trying to compliment you.
There he goes with the gay shit.
You notice I brushed it off real quick?
all right. Thanks, bro. Yeah, yeah. Thanks, bro.
Showing him my ring real quick. Like
speaking about that.
I forgot to wear my ring today.
Last time we were hanging out, your wife showed me the picture of your bunk, dude. Like, how is it like to sleep in a fucking, in a ship, in a small ass bunk?
It's like a coffin, right?
I mean, is it claustrophobic in there? Like, do you feel like?
Well, he's probably used to it now.
No, you get used to the sounds. You get used to your sleep because, I mean, you're working long hours when you're out there, 15, 18 hours. You know, you're gonna sleep anywhere. You know, and if you do get a chance to sleep in your rack, then you do it, mom.
Oh
shit.
Even the higher up you get.
Right.
You
yeah.
Your own room or shit? Nah.
I don't know who that is. I'm like.
Wait, so
it's all the government. We hear you on the fucking podcast.
Wait, so like, don't tell us. Was it like how Forrest Gump was, where like they're just jacking off and in the bunks and they just toss each other the fucking magazine and shit? Or like, how is that?
I don't remember.
Fucking 2020, fool.
Yeah, what do you mean?
19. I mean,
they got phones now. Yeah,
so they're in the deep ocean. You they don't have fucking like Wi-Fi and shit.
You guys have Wi-Fi? What the fuck?
You guys have Wi-Fi in the ocean?
Yeah, internet. You don't got Wi-Fi.
But is the internet fast enough to watch porn?
You know, I don't know. I haven't tried porn out there, but it works. I tell you, technology has advanced because when I first started, I mean, we didn't have internet. We had email. Before that, it was just letters. So you send letters out and wait for them to come back. Then it was internet. You would wait for email, but they also get filtered, you know, because there's also
sensitive information.
Yeah, sensitive information.
Like, hey, so, I'm out here.
So a lot of the email was delayed. You know, just
prison. So that means it's always like prison, basically. Like, so anything
I've never been, I don't know, but
because they get their shit filtered, like, there's no privacy, like, privacy is gone.
Well, first of all, prison, they're not supposed to have any phones or anything.
I'm not saying about phones and shit, I'm talking about like letters and stuff when they write letters. And
it's like that with less butt stuff, or maybe more. I don't know,
maybe the same amount.
I don't think they got letters often because they were in the middle of the ocean, full so.
Is your wife in the service?
How did you get your fucking letters if you were in the middle of the ocean?
So like,
would they fly it in?
They get flight in. They get flown in. I'm sorry. They get flown in and they get dropped off.
No, I'm just packages laughing because he copied him by flight in.
No, they get flown in and packages now. They get flown in. You know, you order something, they get flown in, and that's what it is. It'll take time. It takes time. It's not like it's FedEx or anything.
Well,
it's not fucking Castaway.
Yeah.
Castaway.
It's amazing to be out there. It's a floating city. I mean,
yeah, that's what I was going to ask right now. Like, how crazy was it? Like, yeah, did you get motion sickness and anything like that? Or
I didn't. I'm a badass.
I can see with the stash, bro. I can see with the mustache.
Are you gonna be a cop next, or what's happening?
No, people get motion sickness. Yeah, I mean, the smaller the boat, the ship. Yeah,
I get motion sickness. Feel it. Yeah,
is there alcohol in the boat?
Just deep sea?
No, you don't get to drink.
No,
that's it. No, you're
drunk. So what do you guys do for fun?
So you get, it's like jail. You get in shape. You know.
Well, once you guys fucking dock, you guys wild the fuck out. Look, because my friend was in the Navy, and then he got fucking discharged because he got like
you got in trouble.
Yeah, you'd be late all the time. Yeah, or something like control that yourself. Drinking.
Wait, you said you work in San Diego. Mm-hmm. Do you know Eddie Estrada?
There's so many.
Oh, what the fuck?
That's the most common name ever, too.
and we're in Southern California, dude. What the fuck?
I'm just saying.
He acts like the Navy's like six people.
If you know this motherfucker right here.
You know how many ships there is and crews?
And they're next to Mexico, you fucking idiot.
God. Yeah, man. Yeah, I know. I know.
That motherfucker right there.
Shout out Eddie Estrada.
He's like, yeah. So, yeah, I know him.
I got you, bro.
So, yeah, I know him. He owes me $10.
Probably like in the Navy.
Is that the guy from Cops? From back in the day?
No, that's the...
No.
Yeah.
The one George Lopez hates?
No.
No.
The guy who sells Swampland in Florida?
fuck. I don't know.
The chips funny. Guy?
Yeah, yeah. The one George Lopez hates.
Yeah. Something they Estrada. Remake chips, which is
what's his AJ name? Estrada?
No, what the fuck?
We had to Google
that. We had to Google it. The porn star.
I thought George Lopez hated Carlos Mencia.
No, he hated that dude.
Joe Rogan hates Carlos Mencia.
So does fucking George Lopez.
Oh, does he?
Well, he stole some of his
I heard
jokes
George too. Lopez is like a mad drunk now.
He's a fucking pothead.
Is he? He's a mean old. He's always been a pothead, though.
Who has weed?
He does.
Not you. Gabe does, though.
Yeah, Gabe stole your fucking weed.
Eric Estrada.
Eric Estrada. There you go.
Estrada. Oh, chips, dude.
He sells swap land in fucking Florida?
That was years ago.
Yeah, his infomercial is like, buy now. 30 acres. Pond.
You know what I thought about the other day? Is fucking, remember Chloe?
Who?
The lady that'll tell your fucking horoscope in the future. Oh, yeah. Like, how was that just going on? She got in trouble, right? She went to jail?
Yeah, because it's all fake.
Well, yeah.
No, remember fucking Henry, the one in the Mexican channels?
Well, then didn't he just die? One of them just
died. The one that just died. The one that looked like a man and a guy. A man and the fucking... And a man and a woman.
That man guy.
A man guy.
That man guy right there.
He looked like a lot of fucking things.
Yeah, he was fucking weird. Like, you knew when that motherfucker was on, you had to be outside.
Yeah, but all of our moms fucking followed that fool religiously.
Like, yeah, you would have to shut up once that fucking.
He passed away, like, last week, and I remember my sister telling me that she told my mom, and I was like, oh, no, like, you haven't followed him in a long time, and she's still like, that guy knows everything.
Do you guys have something like that, Scott? Like, in Vietnamese culture?
Buddha.
Buddha. That's
Bruce
it.
Lee.
No,
but there's no one like, I mean, you guys have a channel for sure, right? There's no some bullshit going on in one of those channels?
It's usually the news and, like, that's fake news. It's literally
it's
fake
like
news.
A Telemundo.
Oh, it's fake news? Like, you guys have fake ass news?
Yeah. Tell me about like more urban medicine. Like, you know, you're talking about vodka with stuff because Hispanics have the same thing.
Yeah, we have Sabila.
Yeah. The Yerba Buena.
It's just aloe. Right? It's an aloe plant, right?
I don't know. I don't ask. Sabula? I don't want to know.
Yeah, Sabila. You know Sabila. Yeah. They cut the aloe. Yeah, yeah.
So we have this.
My mom puts that shit on.
Like,
she used to fucking. Wait, hold on, just before we get into that. It's crazy how I don't think this would happen now, but my mom used to treat the neighborhood kids. They'll get a cut or whatever, she'll fix them up, dude.
Yeah.
And like, I feel like now that won't really, like, oh no, I'm not touching your kid.
Yeah, so that happened last night to me. Like,
what
my neighbor.
What?
Why?
You got touched?
No.
No, tell us more.
He's as small as a kid.
My fucking neighbor was walking down with his son.
Come here, little boy.
I'm not a kid. No. Okay. So, like,
that's a midget. No.
Stranger danger. It was bad.
I thought you were throwing Asian words out there.
No. Because, like, I came home from work last night, walking up the stairs on the third floor, right? So my neighbor walks down with his son with his bike because, like, they hang out in the fucking garage area with the other neighbors and just fucking kick it. And then his little daughter comes from his apartment and walks towards the stairs. And I'm just like, dude, this dude did not wait for his daughter. So I'm just like, hey, dude, like, your daughter's right here by the stairs. And he just yells up from the bottom, like, oh, yeah, don't worry. My wife is coming. She's fine. I'm just like, what the fuck? Like, she's fucking, like, I think one. Maybe one and a half. Maybe, like, I don't know. She's tiny. She doesn't speak or anything. And she's by the stairs. And he's just like, oh, yeah, she's going to be fine. I'm just like.
That's fucked up.
I'm looking down the hallway. Yeah, I'm just looking down the hallway. I'm just like, yo, like, your wife isn't here. Because he was like, my wife is coming. I'm just like. Dude, your daughter's by the fucking stairs. So I was like, hey, excuse me. Like, hey, come on, little girl. Like, go this way. And then the dad's just yelling from the, like, downstairs, like, Zelle or whatever her fucking name is. I'm just like.
It's an app where
you're
like,
you know what? I'm fucking done.
He's probably yelling at you to get away from her.
Yeah.
So I was just like, you know what? I'm not dealing with this. I'm fucking going inside just in case something does happen and he fucking
tries
to blame
me. That's fucked up. You're going to let the kid fucking eat shit?
Yeah. Like, well, the fuck not? Like,
I kind of counter that because I coach my son's baseball and flag football.
You?
And I be picking up the kids and
you
putting
coach?
Them certain places. Yeah, oh. Putting them certain places. And the parents don't give a fuck. Like,
impressed.
How old is he? My son's 3. He plays flag football. My other son's 7. He plays baseball. But I'm saying, like, I'll be picking them up and, like stuff
physically,
like that.
Yeah, like, I can't do that shit. Parents, I'm just like, they're going to be like, yo, he's trying to take, like, our daughter.
Fuck that, dude.
Like,
I would have
like,
done that shit. I would have picked her up and put it down there.
Yeah, like, you got
to. I kind of had a similar experience today. I was shooting a like
you were picking up kids?
No, I was taking pictures and taking pictures.
You were taking pictures of kids?
Yeah, that's exactly what I was doing. I was pictures and video of kids because there was a kid. It was kids learning to ride event and all these fucking kids. And the weird thing is, like, you know, parents don't like that. And I was like, you sure they all signed a waiver? Like, because some people are like weird about people taking pictures, you know? And like, I usually do like different types of events where it's like okay, but with kids involved, it is kind of weird.
Yeah. So that's why I didn't want to fucking deal with his fucking daughter by the stairs, because like, if she fell down the stairs, he'd be like, "Oh,
it died." How would you feel?
I just be like, I had nothing to do with it. Versus me watching that's her fall up, down the stairs.
You're kind of a piece of shit now. You're at the same level as that dad at the bottom of the stairs.
Yeah, dude.
No, because
what do you mean no?
If she falls down the stairs,
so if a kid was drowning, you would have died.
You're supposedly worried about the girl falling down the stairs.
I'd rather pick her up and her fucking dad yell at me
than
her fucking falling down and have an accident.
Show him an example. Be like, hey,
yeah, her dad could yell at me all he wants, but his daughter's good.
I have one kid. What the fuck?
And he's bigger than him, dude. They got the same head size. This fucking son.
If my son were to fight me, I would not punch him back. Just in case my fucking girlfriend tries to punch me in the face. Like, I'm like, you know what? He did that on his own.
Is Brittany taller than you?
Yeah.
Hell yeah, she is.
She's 5'4". I'm 5'3".
I whoop my kid's ass just so...
Wait, is that a real height, or is that like the internet?
No, that's me. That's I'm actually 5'3", she's 5'4". Still love her, though.
Can't wear heels around.
You have to step on a curb.
She can wear heels, I don't care. My face will be in her tummy and shit, like. No.
All snuggling.
Her bosoms, she's holding you.
Yeah.
What do you have against little spoons, bro?
She big spoons.
Oh, this guy likes to get spooned, bro. This guy likes to get spooned.
But no, I just like being held sometimes.
I like the comfort.
I don't like having the girl's hair in my face and breathing it in.
Do you stand on her toes like when you dance?
No. I do the Rain Man dance.
What's that?
Where you just go slow side to side.
Like, that's Rain Man or Cholo, dude?
That's Rain Man.
Cholo dance.
Lean like a Cholo.
Elbows up side to side.
Yeah. Same thing.
It's Rain Man. What the fuck?
Yeah, Cholo's a retard or something. What the fuck?
Dude, says the 5'3 guy. Fuck, dude.
Yeah.
You gotta watch out what you say, dude. People listen to this.
He knows karate. He knows karate.
That would be dope. I would imagine being that height, you would be like, fuck it, I'm gonna become a black belt.
No, like, I'm a regular ass person. What the fuck?
Oh, you just bought guns. You just bought a bunch of guns.
I just gotta carry my guns. Like, what was that famous Eazy-E line? Like, niggas my height don't fight.
Whoa, what?
Look at him looking
Last
up someone
all
else,
night
someone else's
like
height
that?
And shit. That's his idol because he's short too.
Yeah. Kevin Hart.
Way to stay positive.
Maybe all his role models and shit.
Fucking Meanie Me and shit.
The Doll Family.
The Doll Family. They built their own town and shit.
So he brought it back to the Doll Family. That's
sick
fucking
ass
right.
Fucking call
back. Oh, fuck.
Well, I love you, Tim.
Tim, you shouted at Tim.
Wait, which Tim?
He's a comedian, and I just did a callback.
Oh, Eric Tim?
Yeah, Eric's buddy Tim. It's like Eric's piece of Eric.
Oh.
Yeah, that podcast, that shit was funny, because just Tim just doesn't stop, just fucking talking shit on Martin the whole time.
No, I think you'd have a good podcast, though, because you have a good voice on the...
Yeah, you would, dude.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's time to start it. We got to take out James's emotions. What's it called? James Live?
James World.
James World. James World. And we
never even
Eric.
Put those out.
We'll have a world with you two today.
Huh?
We'll have a world with you two today.
YouTube?
You and him.
Oh. Hey, yeah. Come on, bro.
That's two different personalities.
We're going to cry.
You're going to cry.
Wait, check it out. Have you guys watched The Notebook?
Oh, my God.
Have you watched it?
What is that?
The Notebook.
No, I mean,
it's
what is
with
that?
Fucking Ryan Gosling.
It sounds like a pickup line.
It's a fucking chick flick.
Every chick tries to make you watch. Oh, in high school, for
but
sure.
Have you seen it?
Yeah, I've seen it.
Did it make you cry?
No.
Damn. Okay. So the only time Britt has ever seen me cry was during like a funeral, and The Notebook. Those are the only times that she's ever seen me cry.
Well, I've noticed that I've got way more emotional since I've had kids, though.
Definitely.
So, like,
I'm about to cry right now.
I watch. Sometimes I'll be on YouTube and I'll watch like the shits where the dads come back from like the Navy and the Marines and shit. I'm like, fuck. Like, they surprise their kids at school.
You say, like, you do that all the time before the gym.
Not before the gym, no. Before work.
Why before work?
You want to be sad at work?
Sometimes I like being sad.
Stupid. That emo life, dog. Come out to emo night with the, you know, the fuck.
I'm not going to emo night, and I'm not fucking subscribing to Marin's
right,
fucking
out.
Meal plan. Fucking gay man meal plan, whatever the fuck that was earlier. Yeah, let's wrap this one up. You have anything to say, Eric? Don't shake your head.
That was shout out to our guests, Scott and Osby.
That was quick.
And thanks, Osby, for your service, bro.
Thanks for coming. Thanks for the invitation.
7125media.com. And we're up.
We still got two more, bro.
We got two.